Easter is this weekend. Lots of people are preparing what they're going to eat on Sunday. Here's an authentic Southern recipe that you may never have heard of. Food writer and restaurant critic Eddie Browning joins us with his Inner Banks recipe for ham dumplings.
The classic, the historical ham dumplings.
As I understand it, this is a recipe that was passed down to you that dates back to the late 18th century, but you've also made some changes to it along the way.
The one that I'm giving you is not as hard as your grandparents or great-grandparents did. It's a little easier.
All right, well, let's get started. What's the first step?
The first choice of ham in this dish is a dry-cured old or country ham, but it's even respectable made with a brine-cured baked ham, just so long as it hasn't been impregnated with artificial smoke flavoring.
Of course, you want to get that natural, smoky flavor. But instead of using a country ham, which is going to add a lot of salt to this dish, if you're trying to watch your salt intake, what other ham would you suggest using that would give you just as much flavor?
I would still go with the dry cured ham or the country ham, and I would soak it out, the salt out.
Okay, so the first step in this recipe is to start gathering the ingredients to make our stock.
But to start off, take the bone from the country ham, or 3 pounds of ham hock or knuckle, and put it in a large stock pot, and then pour 3 quarts of cold water over it.
Now, I guess if you wanted to add an extra layer of flavor, you could add a little bit of chicken stock instead of just straight water.
Oh, yes. Now, this is important. Turn on the heat as low as you can get it, and bring the water slowly to the boiling point, and then through this whole time, carefully skim off the scum as it pops to the surface. Now, this process should take about 45 minutes.
Now, see, it's time to add your vegetables to the pot. That includes 1 white onion peeled and halved, also a large carrot peeled and cut into large chunks. You also want to go ahead and add the spices at this time, which include a bay leaf, thyme, parsley, and 6 whole peppercorns. Eddie, how long do you let that boil?
Slowly, slowly simmer for at least 1 hour. 2 hours is much better. Then strain, discarding the solids. Return the broth to the pot. Bring it back to a boil and reduce it to 1.5 quarts. You're actually reducing it about a half.
All right, so now that we have the stock made, the next step, I guess, is to make the dumplings, right?
Oh, yes. There are 2 kinds of dumplings. One is the flat dumplings, and one is the what I call drop dumplings, raised dumplings. The directions for making both of those kinds are on the website and very easy to follow.
You know how Easter can get. You get pressed for time, you have company coming over, and you just simply don't have time to make these dumplings. Is the store-bought dumplings okay to use in this recipe?
I sure would. In a pinch, I'd use them, but they're not as good as the homemade.
Well, is it something you can make ahead of time?
You can do up the flat dumplings and freeze them at the stadium, and then bring them out, let them thaw out, and then cut and cook. Anyway, after the dumplings cook and they're done, they should be done in 5 minutes. Then stir in 1 cup of the raw or leftover country ham that you cut into julienne strips. Add that to the pot and the parsley and simmer for 2 to 3 minutes more. Then ladle the ham and the dumplings into a serving plate or individual soup plates, and sprinkle them with parsley, and serve it once.
That sounds really good. What's something that you would serve along with this dish?
I like crusty bread. Then I'll tell you, you got another good... Your whole family will be smacking and saying how good it is.
Well, Eddie Browning, thank you so much for taking some time to share some of your recipes with us.
Jared, you and your family, as well as all your listeners, have a good Easter weekend.
We've posted the recipe for ham dumplings on our website, publicradioeast.org. You'll also find a traditional Easter breakfast recipe for hot cross buns and a delicious side dish, spring onions and cream.